Today's class will be given by His Grace Chaitanya Leela Das Prabhuji. So we are very fortunate to have Prabhuji in our call. Before handing over the call to Prabhuji, I would like to read introduction about Prabhuji. Chaitanya Leela Das is an IT engineer with a postgraduate diploma degree from IIT Kharagpur and bachelor degrees from the University of Delhi. After 3 years of corporate work experience with an IT MNC, he decided to serve a larger audience as a resident monk at ISKCON Chowpatty, Mumbai. For the last 10 years, he has been actively involved in sharing life enrichment lessons with others, conducting a variety of inspirational seminars at prestigious educational and corporate groups. His messages, a blend of ancient wisdom and personal realizations, inspire and guide modern day individuals, helping them upgrade the quality of their lives. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you are there on the call.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Mataji, are you able to hear me?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Please accept.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Really very fortunate to having been blessed with this service.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. And today's shloka is Srimad Bhagavatam 4.8.48. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So we'll begin. Shall we begin, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 8, Text 48 through 51. Text 48 goes, Kiritinam kundalinam keyura valayanvitam kaustubhabharana grivam pita kausheya vasasam. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The entire body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, is decorated. He wears a valuable jeweled helmet, necklaces and bracelets. His neck is adorned with the Kaustubha jewel and he is dressed in yellow silk garments. This verse doesn't have a purport, so we'll read the next verse. Kanchikalap paryastam lasat kanchana nupuram darshaniyatamam shantam manonayana vardhanam. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The Lord is decorated with small golden bells around His waist, and His lotus feet are decorated with golden ankle bells. All His bodily features are very attractive and pleasing to the eyes. He is always peaceful, calm, and quiet, and very pleasing to the eyes and the mind. This verse also doesn't have a purport, so I'll read the next verse, 50. Padbhyam nakha manishrenya vilasadbhyam samarchitam hritpadma karnikadhishnyam akramyatmani avasthitam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Real yogis meditate upon the transcendental form of the Lord as He stands on the world of the lotus of their hearts, the jewel-like nails of His lotus feet glittering. Text 51. Smayamanam abhidhyayet sanuragavalokanam niyate naika bhutena manasavaradarshabham. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The Lord is always smiling and the devotee should constantly see the Lord in this form as He looks very mercifully toward the devotee. In this way, the meditator should look towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the bestower of all benedictions. Purport. The word niyatena is very significant in this connection, for it indicates that one should execute the meditation practice as stated above. One should not manufacture a way of meditation on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but should follow the authorized shastras and personalities. By this prescribed method, one can practice concentration upon the Lord until one is so fixed that he remains in trance, thinking always of the form of the Lord. The word used here is ekabhutena, which means with great attention and concentration. If one concentrates on the descriptions of the bodily features of the Lord, one will never fall down. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurvaye Namaha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. So we are reading from this beautiful section of the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj. And we have seen up until now how Dhruva has been chastised by his stepmother Suruchi, and he comes crying to his mother Suniti, who advises him to go into the forest if he wishes to find the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Following her advice, Dhruva ventures out into the forest, and that is where he meets Narad Muni, who first dissuades him from this, you know, arduous undertaking that he is up to. But then very soon he realizes the determination of Dhruva. And in these verses that we are going through, Narad Muni is glorifying Krishna's beauty. He is helping Dhruva understand the beautiful position of the Lord. And specifically these four verses that we went through, herein Narad Muni is glorifying the beauty of Krishna. Because we see that unless we see something beautiful in this world, the impetus to establish a relationship is not there. And therefore, Narad Muni is trying to impress upon Dhruva the beauty of Krishna so that Dhruva is able to establish his relationship properly with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in the time that we have today in our call, we'll just try to discuss that why should a living being, why should, you know, sadhakas like us endeavor to establish that relationship with Krishna, and how can we do so? So we'll discuss upon the why part and the how part. We see in this world that how there is so much longing to look out for beauty. There is a longing for searching for the perfection of beauty. If we look in this whole world, we see that there are so many industries that are flourishing. The entire tourism industry that is existing promises us that come and visit this place is very beautiful, and this is what is going to satisfy your desire for beauty, satisfy your longing of the eyes. There is the design industry, so many design, fashion designing, architecture, the entire designing industry is just based on the fact that people get something very pleasing to look at. And needless to say, we have the movie industry in all these different countries coming up with newer and newer episodes and movies so that the desire of the living beings to see something beautiful is satisfied. And not just these industries. Today we see even in the social media, the Instagram, people are just posting so many pictures so that the desire to see something interesting, something attractive is catered to. In fact, in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear the story of Parikshit Maharaj. How when Parikshit, he was in the womb, and there was this Brahmastra was released by Ashwatthama, and his mother Uttara comes crying to Krishna for help, and Krishna comes himself within the womb of Uttara and he protects Parikshit from the Brahmastra. Now, having got that darshan within the womb of his mother, once Parikshit is born, he is looking out and he is testing everyone, where is that person whom I had seen within the womb of Krishna? And therefore he gets this name Parikshit, examining every face as to, is it the same person or is it the same, you know, beauty that I had seen within the womb? That is how he gets the name Parikshit. In the pastime of Sripad Ramanujacharya, there is a beautiful story that how one time there was this procession of the deity that was going on inside the temple. And Sripad Ramanujacharya, he sees a person getting completely absorbed. This person is completely absorbed in looking at another woman. And Sripad Ramanujacharya is completely taken aback that here is the beautiful procession of the Lord that is going through, and this fellow, this person, is absorbed in looking at the beauty of a lady. And once the procession is gone, Sripad Ramanujacharya approaches this person and he says that, if I show you something more beautiful, will you come to me? Will you give up your attraction for the beauty that you have been beholding? And this person is pretty much confident that there cannot exist anything more beautiful than what I have been looking at. And that is how he accepts the challenge of Sripad Ramanujacharya. And Sripad Ramanujacharya brings him to the main altar of Sri Ranganath at Sri Rangam. And having seen the beautiful eyes of Sri Ranganath ji in Sri Rangam, this person is completely awestruck and is completely attracted by the beauty of the Lord. And that is how he surrenders his life to Sripad Ramanujacharya and he becomes his disciple as one of the famous, he goes on to become one of the famous disciples of Sripad Ramanujacharya as Dasarathi. Not just Parikshit, not just Dasarathi, what to talk of living beings in this world. Even the incarnation of the Supreme Lord Mahavishnu, even he is willing, he is wanting to see the beautiful form of the Lord, beautiful form of Krishna. In the 10th canto, 89th chapter, there is the beautiful pastime of how one time in Dwarka, there was a Brahmana who was losing his sons one after another. He had 9 children who used to die as soon as, you know, they were born. And this Brahmana, he came to Ugrasen and he complained that, what is this happening in your kingdom? So Arjuna takes up this challenge to find his dead son. And when the 10th child is about to get born, Arjuna shields the entire place with arrows. But still, when the child is born, he immediately dies. And again, Arjuna is cursed and is chastised by the Brahmana. And sure enough, having failed in his endeavor, Arjuna vows to commit suicide. But Krishna comes to his rescue and says that, let me take you, we will go and find the son. And that is how Krishna and Arjuna, they venture out into the outer boundaries of the universe, to the causal ocean, to the place where Mahavishnu himself resides. And that is when Mahavishnu, he sees Krishna and Arjuna, he is very much pleased and he says that, actually I have been taking the sons of the Brahmana because I wanted to have your darshan. So here is Mahavishnu, just to have darshan of Krishna, he had planned such a pastime. And why is this also? Because Krishna is the source of all beauty. In the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. Everything emanates from Krishna. He is the source of all beauty. Yet again in Bhagavad Gita, he mentions, Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam srimad urjitam evava tat tad evava gachatvam mam tejo amsha sambhavam. know that all beautiful, glorious and mighty creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. And therefore one of the names of Krishna is Madan Mohan. He's even enticing Cupid. Cupid is playing havoc in this entire world today. But Krishna is the one who entices even Cupid, and therefore one of the names of Krishna is Madan Mohan. And therefore when we become attracted by that beauty of Krishna, that will terminate the search for all the beauty that has been going on in this world. Through so many lifetimes, since time immemorial, our eyes have been longing for that perfection of beauty. And when we get attracted by the beauty of the Lord, that is when the search will come to an end. So the question is, how do we get attracted? How do we develop that attraction for the Supreme Lord? How do we get captivated by the beauty of Krishna? Here we see that Dhruva Maharaj is being instructed by Narada Muni, and he is being enlightened. In the beauty of the Lord. So it is mentioned that by hearing about the Supreme Lord, Narada Muni is describing the beauty of Krishna so that Dhruva within his heart develops some attraction for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We see how even in the case of Rukmini Devi, she had been hearing about Krishna from the merchants who used to come to Vidarbha from Dwarka. And having heard about the Supreme Lord, having heard his qualities, she had developed an intense attraction for Krishna, an intense attraction for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And she admits it. She mentions, Shrutva gunana bhuvana sundara shrinvatam te nirvishya karna vivarair haratvangatapam rupam drisham drishimatam akhilarthalabham toyachyuta vishati chit. So Rukmini Devi, she admits
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
I think Prabhuji got disconnected, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
How long?
Yes.
5 minutes?
Yeah, we can hear now, Prabhu.
Okay, you can hear now? I just dropped off. I don't know. Since how long, what did you hear last?
Prabhuji, you were telling about Rukmini Devi, how she was attracted.
Okay. So, I was mentioning that just see.
Prabhuji again broke. హరే కృష్ణ.
Hare Krishna, you are able to hear me?
Puji, now
Hare Krishna.
Yes,
sir. Okay, so I was mentioning that how attraction to Krishna gives rise to the eagerness to serve Him. Srila Rupa Goswami mentions that Atha Sri Krishna Namadi, the name, form, qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord cannot be perceived by blunt material senses. And therefore, one needs to get engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord so that one can get attracted to Krishna. We see from the pastime of the Brahmana Patnis that how they had also been hearing about Krishna and they had developed this desire to serve Krishna, and therefore when Krishna was present with his cowherd boys and he wanted some food, and he approached the Brahman Patnis, they were so eager to come and serve Krishna. And therefore, here Dhruva is being, even Dhruva is later being advised by Narad Muni to get engaged in the service of Krishna. Because what can we see by our naked eyes, by our blunt material eyes, it is very difficult to actually see Krishna. It is mentioned that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has five manifestations in the entire creation. The first manifestation of the Lord is mentioned, it is the para form of the Lord who resides in the spiritual world as the Supreme Lord. Then He has the four expansions, which is the Chaturvyuha form. So even the para form of the Lord is beyond our vision. The Chaturvyuha form of the Lord is also beyond our vision. And then the Lord appears in different yugas performing different pastimes, which is known as the Vaibhava incarnation of the Supreme Lord. Even the Vaibhava incarnation, the Vaibhava form, is also imperceptible to our eyes. And the Supreme Lord, He resides as the Super Soul, the Antaryami. And even for us, it is very difficult to actually see the Super Soul. But mercifully, the Lord also appears in a fifth form, which is mentioned as the Archa form, the deity form of the Lord. And therefore, Krishna appears as His deity to help us engage in His service. In this purport of the last verse, it is being mentioned, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning the importance of learning the process of Krishna consciousness from authorized books and personalities. He mentions the word niyatena is very significant in this connection, for it indicates that one should execute the meditation process as stated above. One should not manufacture a way of meditation on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but should follow the authorized shastras and personalities. By this prescribed method, one can practice concentration upon the Lord until one is so fixed that he remains in trance, thinking always of the form of the Lord. The word used here is Eka Bhutena, which means with great attention and concentration. If one concentrates on the descriptions of the bodily features of the Lord, one will never fall down. Just like in Krishna consciousness, it is mentioned that most of the things that we do, we would have never done before. And therefore, to do anything in Krishna consciousness properly, we need to learn things. We have learned how to chant the holy names. We have learned how to serve the deities. We have learned how to organize festivals. So many things we have been learning. Similarly, even to serve the deity form of the Lord, even to meditate on the Supreme Lord, is a matter of learning. And we develop love for what or whom we serve. If we serve people, we develop love for people. If we, you know, we in many countries, they have love for their pets, because this service is completely dovetailed towards pets. And therefore, whatever we serve is where we develop our love for. But for a devotee, it is mentioned, the sight, the darshan of the Lord lies in service of the Lord. There is a beautiful episode in this connection wherein after the disappearance of the Supreme Lord, after Krishna leaves this planet, Uddhava, who had been instructed by the Supreme Lord, he leaves Dwarka and he goes to meet Vidura. When Uddhava meets Vidura, he is very much missing the separation of the Lord. So this is in the third canto, fourth chapter, Srila Prabhupada is writing a beautiful purport here. And Prabhupada is writing there that execution of the Lord's service is the main occupation of the pure devotee. Uddhava's separation from the Lord was unbearable. And therefore, he started to Badrikashram in obedience to the Lord's order, because the order of the Lord and the Lord himself are identical. As long as one is engaged in the execution of the order of the Lord, there is no factual separation from him. So herein, Uddhava had been missing the association of Krishna, and he had been missing the opportunity to see Krishna once again. But he takes to following the instruction of the Supreme Lord, and here Prabhupada is mentioning that the order of the Lord and the Lord himself are identical. And therefore, for a devotee of the Lord, the darshan of the Lord lies in serving the Supreme Lord. And therefore, this attachment to serving Krishna helps us develop love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So hearing about Krishna's beauty helps us develop some attraction for the Lord. Attraction for Krishna gives us that enthusiasm, that eagerness to serve him. And that service, attachment to that service to Krishna, through his deity form, his holy names and other manifestations, helps us develop love for the Supreme Lord. And finally, after giving up this body, when the living entity actually has the darshan of the Supreme Lord, it is mentioned that the darshan evokes emotion only when there is love within the heart. If there is no love within the heart, even if there is darshan of the Supreme Lord, emotions won't be there, because the vision of the Supreme Lord is as per the consciousness. When Krishna and Balaram, they had come to Mathura to participate in the wrestling arena, in the wrestling match of Kamsa, it is mentioned that different people were seeing Krishna differently in Kamsa's wrestling arena. The Brajavasis, the Mathuravasis, they were seeing Krishna differently. The Devaki and Vasudev, they were seeing Krishna differently. and the Chanur and Mushtik, they were seeing Krishna differently. And even Kamsa, he was seeing Krishna as death personified. In his prayers, Lord Brahma, in the Brahma Samhita, he mentions, Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yam shyam sundaram achintya guna swarupam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. He's mentioning that only one whose eyes have been anointed with the salve of love, prema anjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. Only such personalities are always able to perceive the Supreme Lord within their hearts. And therefore, this process of evoking love is only going to happen when there is attachment to serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And only when there is love for the Supreme Lord, when there is darshan, there will be emotions. A beautiful episode is that how one time when Akrura is being sent by Kamsa to bring Krishna and Balaram, and on the precincts of Vrindavan, when Akrura sees the beautiful lotus footprints of Krishna, he is completely absorbed in ecstasy. Awakens. And there in Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he gives a very excellent purport. This is the 10th canto, 38th chapter, 27th verse. It is being mentioned that the very goal of life for all embodied beings is this ecstasy, which Akrura experienced when, upon receiving Kamsa's order, he put aside all pride, fear, and lamentation and absorbed himself in seeing, hearing, and describing the things. He gave up fear by openly showing his love and reverence for Krishna, even though he or his family might have been punished by angry Kamsa. Akrura, he gave up his pride in being an aristocratic member of the society and having been worshipped by the cowherd residents of the simple village of Vrindavan. And he gave up lamenting for his wife, his family, his house, which were in danger from Kamsa. And giving up all these things, he rolled in the dust of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore it is mentioned that the purpose of human life is to actually cry out for Krishna. Way back in the early 80s, I believe, Srila Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, when this beautiful temple at Bhuvaneshwar was being inaugurated, in this inauguration of ISKCON Bhuvaneshwar, Srila Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj mentioned that we are opening a crying school here. And this school will teach us how to cry for Krishna. And even Srila Prabhupada mentioned that if you cannot cry for Krishna, cry that you cannot cry out for Krishna. And if you cannot cry that you cannot cry out for Krishna, cry that you cannot cry that you cannot cry for Krishna. And therefore, you know, when we hear, the more we hear about Krishna's beauty, the more our hearts will get attracted to him. And that attraction to Krishna will give rise to service attitude. And that service attitude, attachment to serving Krishna, will give rise to love for Krishna within our hearts. And only when there is love, when we have darshan of the Supreme Lord, will our emotions be evoked. And Narad Muni is trying to educate Dhruva, and he is helping Dhruva develop this attraction for Krishna. And later when Dhruva actually does his meditation, and he is able to perceive the form of the immediately the form of the super soul that he had been meditating completely disappears. And when Dhruva, he opens his eyes, he sees the very form that he had been meditating within his heart is present right before him. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that how when Dhruva, he sees the beautiful form of the Lord, he becomes completely agitated and he wants to render beautiful, you know, prayers to the Supreme Lord, but he's completely amazed. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead, having realized Dhruva's position, he touches the head of Dhruva with his conch shell, wherein Dhruva completely realizes all the conclusions of the Vedic scriptures, and he begins glorifying Krishna through beautiful verses. And therefore, one of the names of the Supreme Lord is also Uttama Shloka. Uttama Shloka means that one who is glorified by choicest poetry. Now, glorifying Krishna through choicest poetry may not be possible for us, but when there is blessing of the Supreme Lord, when there is attraction for the Supreme Lord, that attraction for the Supreme Lord gives rise to the knowledge by which we can also glorify Him like anything. And Dhruva mentions that, having obtained your beautiful darshan in this form, I had been longing for broken pieces of glass, but now your darshan is like a beautiful diamond that I have received. And having obtained this diamond, I have no more attraction for the broken pieces of glass, namely the big kingdom that I had been aspiring for, the prestige that I had been aspiring for, or greater and larger than my father Uttanapad. But now that I have received this beautiful darshan of yours, I don't have any more such desires. And therefore, each of us can also hope and pray, also develop that attraction for Him, and we develop a very nice service attitude, serving Krishna through His deity form, His holy names, the Srimad Bhagavatam, so that within our hearts also the love for Krishna ultimately awakens. And when there is love, the emotions will be visible when there is darshan of the Supreme Lord. I think with those words, I'd like to pause here. If we have any questions, maybe take some questions.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all Goshti Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji, and very, very beautiful verses. Prabhuji, you were mentioning about Akrura, like he left all his anxieties about his wife and children and house and everything. He left behind and he came, like he started thinking about Krishna. So Prabhuji, how do we relate this pastime to our life? Means how can we do that, Prabhuji?
Actually, if you look at the purport, it is not that Akrura gave up his house, gave up his wife. The exact purport mentions, you can refer, this is 10th canto, 38th chapter, 27th verse. 10:38:27. Therein purport, Srila Prabhupada is writing that he gave up lamenting for his house, lamenting for his wife and family, which were in danger from King Kamsa. And therefore, giving up that lamentation, he rolled in the dust of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Srila Rupa Goswami helps us understand. Basically, we have so much guidance available from the acharyas that it is very easy for us to understand how to carry out this process of Krishna consciousness. Had it been just our prerogative, if we were to drive the vehicle on our own, it would have been very difficult for us to figure out the hows and whys of Krishna consciousness. But because we have the instructions of the acharyas, it becomes simple for us. Srila Rupa Goswami, he mentions, he gives the understanding of Yukta Vairagya, that how while being within this world, it could be very easy for us to take care of so many things, at the same time be focused on the highest priority of engaging in service of Krishna. I'd like to enunciate this with a simple analogy, maybe which we can all relate to. Just like a person, if he is leaving for office early morning, so before leaving for office, he has to ensure so many things that they are in place. He has to ensure that his clothes are pressed. He has to ensure that his shoes are polished. He has to ensure that there is proper fuel in the car, that the kids are ready to go to school, that the driver has arrived to take him, to drive him to work. He has to ensure so many things, his tiffin, his lunchbox is packed. But at the same time, ensuring all these things doesn't consume the entire consciousness of the person. The person is still focused on higher things that he has to attend to. While in office, he's focused on the projects that he has to attend to, he's focused on the meetings for the day, the deadlines that he has to accomplish. So he has a higher purpose in mind, but while having that higher purpose in mind, he ensures that all these small petty little things are also taken care of. So similarly, being in this world, practicing Krishna consciousness, definitely we have a lot of responsibilities, a lot of things that we need to ensure, we need to take care of. But at the same time, there is this beautiful example of Akrura, that how he gave up lamenting, he gave up that fear that what will happen if I roll down in the dust of Krishna. Kamsa will be very angry and he will be harming my family, my house, so like this. So all these things which were in danger from King Kamsa, Akrura actually gave up lamenting for that impending danger. And he did not hesitate in expressing the love that he had for Krishna. I hope that addresses to some extent your doubt, Mataji.
Yes, Prabhuji, thank you very much.
Do we have
any, no, I didn't.
Any other questions?
Yeah. Hare Krishna, anybody else has any question?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanat Pranam, Al Kloris, Trishla, Prabhupada, and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhu. It's a very beautiful class and very inspiring class. Prabhu, I have a question regarding these verses which describe about the Lord's form, like how he wears dress, how he has ankle bells, I mean, how he is beautiful, all these things. How we meditate that? Should we, according to this verse, should we think again and again the how Lord is look like? Because actually in our vision, we don't have that kind of vision of Lord directly. But how we meditate? Should we go and again that read and then think about how Lord is look like? How we do, Prabhu?
Here, and if you look at the purport, Mataji, it is mentioned that one should have this meditation. When we look at the deity form of the Lord, the process has been described that how the meditation should begin from the lotus feet of the Lord, and then it has to proceed up to the ankles of the Lord, the waist of the Lord, the chest of the Lord, and finally the beautiful form of the Lord.
Yes, Prabhu. Also, Prabhu, it says when we chant nicely and
in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes, there are many such verses in Srimad Bhagavatam which describe the So it's not necessary to
Prabhuji, your voice is cutting.
completely memorize all these things, but the essential point is when we hear about this beauty, the
Hare Krishna Prabhu, I cannot hear anything what you are saying, Prabhu. Can you repeat, Prabhu? I don't know, your voice is breaking.
Hearing about Krishna's beauty, should give rise to some attraction for the Supreme Lord, some attraction for serving the Supreme Lord. That is the purpose of all these
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, your voice is breaking and then there is no voice now. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, is he still here? Krishna Samaguri Mataji, Prabhuji is there still, or are you calling to Prabhuji Mataji?
Hare Krishna, am I audible?
Yes, now. Yes, Prabhu. Now we can hear you. Prabhu, I could not hear your answer at all before answer, Prabhu.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I'm so sorry. I'm just having some internet problem. I was just mentioning that if we refer to the purport that Srila Prabhupada is writing, this 10.38.27, he is mentioning that how Akrura, he gave up lamenting for his house, wife and family, which were in danger from King Kamsa. And giving up all these things, he rolled in the dust of the lotus feet of God. So here in Prabhupada is mentioning that how Akrura didn't give up his family and, you know, his wife and responsibility as such. He gave up the fear that he had from Kamsa, that Kamsa would harm, you know, bring harm to his family and his house if he learned about Akrura's attachment to Krishna. So yes, many a times we may also have that fear that if I start developing my attraction to Krishna quite a lot, then there might be some problem. But then this example of Akrura is very instructional, wherein Akrura is showing us by his example that when one surrenders to the Supreme Lord, it is not necessary to give up things, but the lamentation, the fear that one has of his attachments being threatened by external sources, one needs to give up the fear of that attachment. And I was also mentioning that how Srila Rupa Goswami, we are very fortunate that how our acharyas have helped us understand how to carry out this process of Krishna consciousness. And he explains the principle of Yukta Vairagya, that even though we may be in the midst of so many things, we need not give up those things, but at the same time being attached. Hare Krishna, am I audible now? Just with a small example that I was mentioning, that just like for example, okay, just trying to establish the same point that how the
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, can you hear me? Oh, Krishna.
See, we can hear you, but we cannot hear Prabhuji.
Okay, so, Mataji, I don't know who has the volunteer. They can
connect. I was mentioning that how our acharyas have helped us understand how to carry out this process of Krishna consciousness, even though we may be surrounded by so many responsibilities. And he has given us the principle of Yukta Vairagya, that we may be absorbed in so many different responsibilities in this world. At the same time, we can fix our minds on the process of Krishna consciousness in devotional service. And I was trying to give a simple example that how a businessman, when he's leaving out for work early in the morning, he may need to ensure so many things that are in place. He will need to ensure that the driver has arrived, that his lunch box is packed, the kids are ready to go for school, his clothes are pressed, his shoes are polished. There may be so many small petty little things which he will need to ensure. But at the same time, his complete mental energy is not consumed by just all these thoughts. At the same time, he is very much focused on the targets that he needs to achieve back at the work, the profits that he needs to attain, the meetings that he needs to attend to, the customers that he needs to negotiate with. So there are higher, you know, responsibilities in his mind where he focuses on. At the same time, he takes care of petty little small things also. So similarly, we may also need to take care of so many petty things in our lives, but at the same time, we can be focused in our supreme responsibility of serving the Supreme Lord like that. Were you able to hear me, Mataji, now? Hare Krishna?
Prabhu. Prabhuji, we are able to hear you, Prabhu.
Do we have any other questions, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Also, you were telling, I could not hear fully, but you were telling we don't need to exactly memorize this verse. You were telling something, but I could not hear, Prabhu.
Yeah. I was mentioning that the purpose of all these descriptions about the beauty of the Supreme Lord is to make us attracted to the Supreme Lord. And once that attraction is there, that attraction will give rise to the enthusiasm to serve Him. And when there is service, that service is what evokes the love for the Supreme Lord. So the purpose of these verses in Srimad Bhagavatam is not just to, pile them up within our memories, within our brains. But the purpose of all these verses is to actually absorb within our hearts so that our hearts get attracted to the position of the Lord, the beautiful form of the Lord. And that attraction should give us that impetus to engage in his service. That is the purpose of these verses.
Okay, Prabhu, that was my question, because the example has given here to Dhruva Maharaj, how Lord came in front of him, that is possible for all the devotees, means if we sincerely serve, Krishna will come. Yeah.
Correct.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
We have questions from any other devotees? Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhu, for your valuable association. Is there any question or comment for Prabhuji? If there is no question, we can end the call. Vansha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Evacha Patita Nama Pavanebhyo.
Vansha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Evacha Patita Nama Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. I sincerely thank all the devotees for bearing with me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for the technical glitch. Maybe I'll try to...